3.6.
Times 18 minutes to 9. Companies are losing millions of pounds by making the wrong noises. Greg Wood, who always makes the right ones, is here.
Thank you so much, Ed. Some noises can be really annoying. I'm sure we all like or dislike inappropriate music in shops, for example. Most of them are made by companies. A new book called Sound Business claims that businesses which spend enormous amounts on their images are doing nothing about the way they sound. And we sent its author, Julian Treasure, out onto the streets to explain.
This is a typical London street scene. So we've stepped into a well-known mobile phone retailer. There's quite a lot of street noise intruding into this store when the cars go past. And they've got over the top of a very nasty hum from the air conditioning system. There's some music playing. I don't know who chose it. I don't know what it's got to do with this brand. So we've stepped in for a quiet coffee, which unfortunately is a contradiction in terms in most of London. This coffee bar has got no absorbent surfaces at all. Everything is hard and reflective, so all the sound is crashing and bashing around inside. There's a lovely buzz in the background you can hear from a huge chiller cabinet, which is rattling and vibrating. On top of that, when the barista makes a coffee, your nerves get shredded and your brain gets fried. So I'm afraid this is a long way from the relaxing coffee that really it should be.
Espresso machines feature with chiller cabinets and diesel engines as the top three most annoying noises. But the important consideration for any business is that sound changes the way people think and act, the speed at which they shop or eat in restaurants, for example. According to independent academic research, appropriate sound can boost sales in a shop by 30%. Bad music has the opposite effect on shoppers.
I hate most of the music they play in shops, and it's a very good way of getting me out the store very, very quickly.
I kind of switch off when I go into shops, and often I have headphones on.
Well, it depends on the kind of music. It's kind of relaxing.
I don't like it. I think it's too noisy. You can't think anything, so just go out again.
And then there's the office. It's claimed that the noise in open-plan offices can cut the productivity of knowledge workers by two-thirds.
So we're walking now into what I think is a fairly typical BBC office, and it's filled with the most distracting sound in the whole world, which is other people's conversation. As a business, sound is an enormously powerful tool, and at the moment it's like just firing a machine gun at random. There's noise and sound coming out of businesses in all directions. Nobody's conscious of it, nobody's managing it, nobody is aware of the effect it's having on the people that they're trying to affect. Many organisations spend millions on how they look and nothing at all on how they sound.
This is what the experts consider to be the right sort of noise, randomly generated from a computer-based selection and used in this case to soothe the nerves of passengers at Glasgow Airport. Sales at the airport shops rose by up to 10%, demonstrating that good sound can also be good business. And not much noise on the stock market this morning.